WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow humans. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes. I'm your host, Brandon Call, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, resilience, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building confidence through self-reflection. Ever feel like that little voice in your head is constantly whispering doubts? Or find yourself second-guessing every decision, big or small? You know, those moments where you just want to shout, I got this, but instead, you shrink back a little. Trust me, we've all been there. But guess what? Building true confidence isn't about pretending to be fearless or ignoring those pesky insecurities. It's about getting real with yourself, taking stock of your strengths and weaknesses, and learning to rock the amazing person you already are. So how do we actually pull this off? How do we turn that inner critic into a cheerleader? Let me break it down for you. Today's 5 key takeaways will help you build unshakable confidence through self-reflection. Number 1. Embrace your flaws. Yeah, you heard me right. Our imperfections are what make us human and utterly unique. Instead of hiding them or beating yourself up over them, learn to accept them with kindness. You know that saying, be kind to yourself. It's not just some fluffy platitude, folks. It's a superpower. When you treat yourself with compassion, even when things get tough, it creates this ripple effect of confidence that spreads to every aspect of your life. Number 2. Identify your strengths. We all have talents and abilities that make us shine. Take some time to really reflect on what you're good at, what comes naturally to you, and what brings you joy. Maybe you're a natural problem solver, a creative genius, or a master communicator. Write it down. Knowing your strengths helps you play to your advantages and build self-belief. Number 3. Set realistic goals. It's awesome to dream big, but setting wildly unattainable goals can actually backfire, leaving you feeling discouraged and defeated. Instead, focus on small, achievable steps that lead you closer to your larger aspirations. Celebrate those victories along the way. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a testament to your progress and builds momentum for bigger achievements. Number 4. Learn from your mistakes. Let's face it, we all screw up sometimes. It's part of the human experience. Instead of letting setbacks define you, view them as valuable learning opportunities. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? That growth mindset is a game changer when it comes to building confidence because it shows resilience and a willingness to evolve. And finally, number 5. Practice self-care. Confidence doesn't just come from external achievements, it also stems from feeling good about yourself, both mentally and physically. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's spending time in nature, indulging in a hobby, connecting with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes to breathe and recharge. Think about a time when you felt incredibly confident. What were you doing? How did you feel in your body? Now imagine yourself doing that thing again, but this time with even more self-assurance. See how it feels. You got this. Let's say you have a big presentation coming up at work. Instead of letting anxiety spiral out of control, use these strategies to build your confidence. Reflect on past presentations, where you felt successful, what worked well. Identify your strengths as a communicator. Set realistic goals for this presentation, maybe focus on delivering a clear message and engaging the audience. Remember that even if things don't go perfectly, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. And most importantly, take care of yourself leading up to the big day. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, and engage in activities that calm your mind. By preparing thoughtfully and practicing self-care, you can walk into that presentation feeling confident and ready to shine. So there you have it. 5 powerful ways to build confidence through self-reflection. Remember, confidence isn't a destination, it's a journey. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep pushing towards becoming the best version of yourself. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a boost of confidence. You never know how much you might inspire them. And if you have any thoughts or takeaways from today's episode, leave a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.